在过去的2025年这一年当中，我们当中许多的弟兄姐妹经历了一些的动荡。
In past 2025, many of us among here experienced some turmoils in our lives.
有些人经历亲人的过世。
A family member passing away.
有些人丢了工作又找工作。
Lost jobs or looking for jobs.
有些人经历了这个搬家的这样一个重大的变动。
Or moving homes.
有些人生病，失去了身体的健康。
Got sick and lost health.
当我们经历这些事情的时候，特别是基督徒，我们都会问说，为什么
？And then, as we experience them, as Christians, we'll ask why.
神让我们经历这么多的动荡、困难的意义是什么
？What is the meaning of us experiencing all the turmoils and challenges?
这位掌管一切的上帝为什么会允许？这些的事情发生在我们的生命当中。
The God who governs all, why would He let all these things happen to us?
我们以前以为稳固的啊，工作铁饭碗，现在已经不稳固了。
And then the iron bowls doesn't seem so iron bowl anymore.
以前觉得说哇，早晨起来精力充沛哈，那种的健康，现在失去了。
And as we look in the morning, in the past it was so feel like so strong, but now not anymore.
弟兄姐妹，大家要记得，当每次神允许这些。震动发生在我们生命当中的时候
，Brothers and sisters, remember every time when we are shaken,
都是为了显明在我们的生命当中到底什么东西是不可以被震动的。
It's to reveal what in our lives is truly unshakable.
这位掌管一切的上帝是在检验我们的生命是建造在沙土上还是建造在磐石上。
The God who governs all is to examine whether we are building our lives on sand or on a firm foundation.
他不想任凭我们哇很多的事情很多的活动做了很多的事情却忙到头这个工程却站立不住。
He doesn't want us to busy ourselves in our whole lives. I mean, in the end, what we build cannot be established.
他是让我们想让我们知道说只有他自己才是不可震动的稳固的根基。
He wants us to know that only He is that unshakable foundation.
当我们带着信心把我们的人生像建房子一样建造在耶稣基督这个磐石上我们这个房子才能够存到永远。
And we build our lives on this unshakable foundation of Lord Jesus Christ, and only then will it last forever.
当我们生活在一种哎呀不知道明天会怎样新的一年新的一天心中充满很多的不平安不确定的时候神把我们放在这样环境当中的时候
When we are in our lives, it's like we don't know what's going to bring tomorrow. And then when we are feeling like uncertainties in our lives,
他是在借着这些事情向你向我发出一个呼召。
He's calling us through all of these things.
呼唤我们回转
to call us
回转来归向他
to return to him.
靠着他这个磐石不变的万古磐石才得平安。
So that we will receive peace through this boulder that unchanges.
呼唤我们回到他那个荫庇的翅膀底下来，才得真正的平安和安息。
To go under the shadow of his wings to receive the true rest and peace.
呼唤我们把人生的那个小船开进他的那个平静安稳的港湾，才能躲避人生的各样的风浪。
So that we would.Sail our little boat in our lives into His harbor, and then that we would truly receive the true peace.
所以我们上个星期是2025年的最后一个主日，今天是2026年的第一个主日。我们用这两个主日来看神借着保罗给我们设立的好的榜样。
We're going to look at the good example of Paul in that last week of 2025 and this first week of 26.
如何我们能够面对新的一年到来的时候，我们可以心中有一个清楚的目标，忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
So that we would have a clear goal that how we would forget the behind and then straining forward.
在上周的经文当中，我们很清楚地看到哈，在保罗的生命当中有一个很明确、很清楚的。方向和目标就是他做的一切都是为了得着耶稣基督这个宝贝。
And we can see a very clear goal and direction in Paul's life, and there's one thing is to receive this treasure that is Christ Himself.
他不只是活一种的人生，而且他是为了活这一趟的人生，是为了得着基督。
It's just not to live a life, but it's really truly to receive Christ.
比较起他的学位，比较起他过往的在世界上的得到的这些的名誉和地位来讲，都算不得什么。他把那些事情都看作有损的，唯要得着耶稣基督。
He considered all the things that he had, his reputation, his academic achievements, to be a loss.
因为他知道基督为我们成了粪土。
Because he knows that all of this is rubbish.
是为了把我们从粪土堆里面救拔出来。
He's going to save us from rubbish.
所以保罗知道这件真理之后，他所思念的就是天上的事情。
So after that, Paul only can think of what is in heaven.
耶稣基督的事情。
The heavenward things.
为了得着耶稣基督这个宝贝，他可以把万事都甘愿的舍去。
And he would consider all things as loss just to receive Christ.
在面对这样一个清楚的目标的时候，他评估自己，发觉说我还没有得着。
And when he looked at all of these, that clear goal, he would find that he has not taken hold of it yet.
保罗当然知道他已经得救了。
Of course, Paul knew that he was saved.
他在耶稣基督里面，因着信耶稣基督，他的罪已经得了赦免，他有一个永生的盼望的。
Through faith in Christ, he knows that his sin has been forgiven and he has the hope of eternal life.
他说我还没有得着的意思是说我还没有完全的经历到我所相信的这位主。
When he said he has not taken hold of it, he meant that he has not truly experienced this Christ.
神借着耶稣基督把那个属灵的天上的一切的丰盛的宝藏都给我们了。
God has given us all this treasure from heaven to all of us.
我过去所经历的那一点点好像只是掀开了一个角，只是窥见了一点点那个丰富的宝藏。
All this I've experienced in the past is really I've had a peek at a little bit of the corner of that treasure.
我要靠着圣灵加给我的能力，要竭力的往前奔跑，要竭力的挖掘经历这么丰盛的神在耶稣基督里面已经给我的这些的宝贝。
And I, through the strength of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to go continue digging into this treasure that God has given me.
所以他说，一切啊，拦阻我经历耶稣基督、认识耶稣基督那些代替耶稣基督那些的偶像假神，我都要除掉。
That's why he said, "I have to remove all the things that are going to block me, that's going to hinder me from knowing Christ."
要忘记背后。
To forget what is behind.
不忘记背后只是一部分哈，所以今天我们要看接下来的两件很重要的事情。
And then, forgetting what is behind is only one of the things, and we're going to continue to look at two other things.
不仅要忘记背后，而且要努力面前。
And not only forget what's behind, but straining toward what is ahead.
这是保罗讲的哈，说弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事儿，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining for what is ahead.
要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我要来得的奖赏。
I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
什么是努力面前呢？这个词的意思说，这个人的身体完全的向前去伸展，竭力的追赶，竭力的奔跑的意思。
And what does it mean by straining to what was ahead? It's really the whole body leaning forward to go chase after what is God has set for us.
就是像这张图所表达的，是在运动场上那个奔跑的那个运动员的那个形象。
And it's like this person in the stadium is kind of like this athlete going forward.
所以你知道保罗不是随随便便往前散步那样往前走。
He's not just strolling forward casually.
而像是一个要得冠军的那个运动员，在终点线到来之前，眼睛很专注地看着前方，身体向前去，竭力地奔跑，不回头，不分心，不减速，竭尽全力地向前去奔跑的样式。
And it's like this athlete nearing the finish line with focus, with straining forward, with all his strength going forward to cross that line.
不是被动的等待，而是主动的、持续的、肯付代价的，就是要得着基督。
It's not passively waiting, but proactively going and spending all his efforts.
这也告诉我们一件事情哈，在属灵的事情上，你若不是往前走，就是在落后，就是在退后。
It also tells us one thing spiritually: if you're not going forward, you are falling behind.
不光保罗有这样的心智哈，希伯来书的作者， 他自己也鼓励我们，鼓励所有带着信心在神的面前来跟随主的人。我们既有这样这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前面的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And the same encouragement from the author of the book of Hebrews, he said, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
这个奔跑不是短跑，是一生的马拉松。
And this running is not a sprint, but a marathon.
是持续的靠着主的恩典，向着那个清楚的目标去奔跑的样式。
Continually through His grace to strain towards the goal.
为什么努力面前向前奔跑这么重要呢？
Why is it so important to straining towards what is ahead?
第一个，保罗说，是因为他还没有得着。
First, Paul said he has not taken hold of it.
保罗还在那个成圣的追求主的过程当中，直到见主的面，耶稣基督那个丰富，他还没有完全的得着。
And so he is still in the process of sanctification until the day that he sees Christ. He has not received that full abundance.
第二个很重要的哈，这个是我们常常会忽略的一件事情，就是说，不是因为他奔跑他才能够得到。
And also, the second thing is very important that we often forget. It's not that you run and you get it.
是因为主先得到了我们，我们只是要领取我们已经本该得到的那些事情。
It's that God has already taken hold of us. We just kind of received right what we rightfully should have.
不是说我们好像竭力的能够抓住神。
It's not that we try all our efforts to take hold of God.
是神已经先抓住了我们，我们只要是顺着他，跟着他就好。
Is God has already taken hold of us, we just have to follow Him and just follow His lead.
我们仔细读这节的经文哈，他说这不是说我已经得着已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of me.
英文把它翻译成这个抓住啊，我要抓住那些，是因为神已经先抓住了我。
I want to grab those things because God has already taken hold, grabbed me.
我要得的东西，耶稣基督已经在十字架上为我得了。
I have going to get all those things because God, that Jesus already received those things on the cross.
现在我只是凭着信心去领受已经本来归给我的那一份。
It's just I'm receiving all these things by faith that it's all those things that has belonged to me.
不是靠着我的奔跑，靠着我的竭尽全力的努力去得着这个救恩。
It's not because through my running that I'm going to go receive the salvation.
是说我已经得到了救恩。
I have received salvation.
我已经有了神的恩典。
I have already His grace.
神把这一切都已经给我，就摆在我的面前。
God has already given me all of those things in front of me.
我之所以努力的奔跑，是已经是为了领受神的恩典，回应神的恩典所做出的动作。
And as I run, it's really I'm just doing the things that I'm supposed to be doing, for the grace that I've already been given.
所以保罗在十二节之后十三节所讲的努力面前，就是他就是这样一种心态。
So it's really Paul's attitude when he's talking about straining toward what's ahead.
他已经得救了，他已经领受了神给他的使徒的身份。
He is already saved and he has received the position of apostleship.
他也在过往的服事当中建立教会，传扬福音，取得了很多的成就。
He built many churches and spread the gospel and accomplished much.
但是他还没有放松，他知道还有神还有更多的丰富为他存留，他还要经历的。
He didn't just relax because he knew that God has more abundance for him to experience.
奔跑的这个阶段，神把他放在监牢里了，他觉得说还有更丰盛的还没有得着呢。
And he ran and ran and God put him in a prison, but he knew that there is still more to be experienced.
在监牢之外，在监牢之内，人生的各个阶段都是为了让他经历神。
Inside or outside of prison, in every stage of life, is to experience Christ.
他不要因为过往的成就而自满。
He is not going to be conceited because of past accomplishments.
他不要以已经得到的这一部分为满足，他要竭力的还要向前。
He's not going to be satisfied with what he had, but he is straining forward.
他也没有因为过往的那些的失败，那些不明白的时候，逼迫教会那些的罪而缠累他，让他胆怯，让他止步不前。
And he's not going to let past failures or his persecution of the church in the past to hinder us, to hinder him.
整个的生命，每个新的一天，每个新的一年到来的时候，他就要竭力的把身体向前去倾，向前去努力的去奔跑。
Every new day, every new year, he's straining forward.
特别是到接近终点的时候，人最容易放松。
Especially when we're nearing the goalposts, we are usually likely to just relax.
不知道我们当中有没有喜欢登山的啊？在登山的时候，其实最危险的时候，不是在那些克服很明显的难处那些的阶段，而是快接近终点的时候。
I don't know whether there are mountain climbers here, but the most dangerous portion of the journey is not when you're trying to climb the most difficult parts, but it's actually when you're nearing the summit.
已经看到山顶了哈，马上再过一段就可以爬到顶上了。
You can see the summit is about there.
就是人会产生一种放松的心态，觉得差不多了啊，可以慢一点了，可以这个自己已经做得不错了。
And then it's that we have the attitude that we can kind of relax, we're about there.
结果注意力一松散，脚步一不稳健，这个时候反倒是最容易出事的时候。
When we lose our focus, is the time that is most likely to have an accident.
我记得我开车的过程当中，第一次几乎发生车祸哈，就是在我这个精力放松的时候。
And the first time when I was having an accident when I drove was when I
差一点。发生这个车祸、
nearing an accident.
就是我刚拿到驾照的时候。
It's when I first received my driver's license.
啊，学开车的时候那很小心呢、啊，走到哪里 stop sign 一定全部停稳才往前开哈。尤其是考驾照的时候，那更要仔细哈。这时候不会出事的。
And when I was learning to drive, or when I was taking my driving exam, and I was very careful and never had any problem.
但是就当我拿到驾照以后，就哇自己。不错了，第一次考试就拿到驾照了。
And then when I got my license after my first exam, I'm pretty good.
就是在我拿到驾照回家的时候，一个上坡，结果 stop sign 没有停稳。
And then when I was going home and I was going uphill, but then I really didn't get the brake right.
所以开到坡上才发现，哇，这边已经有车过来了。
And then when I go all the way up there, and then I find that there is a car coming this way.
还好紧急刹车没有出事。
And then I immediately kind of braked, and I thankfully didn't get into an accident.
所以特别是当我们在属灵上面有一些的经历，有一些的得着的时候，我们这时候更要提醒自己不要放松。
And especially when we have some experience spiritually, and that's the time we need to remind ourselves to be careful.
当我们反省自己过去一年的属灵的得着，来预备新的一年的时候，我们问自己这些问题。
And when we examine our past year's spiritual experience and anticipating forward, we need to ask ourselves a question.
我是否因为过去的成就而停滞呢？
Are we kind of stagnant just because of our past accomplishments?
我是否因为过往的失败、挫折、伤害而不敢向前？
Am I because of past failures and hurt that I was just not afraid to go forward?
有没有我觉得说，哎？我现在已经不错了，比上不足，比下还有余。我只要维持现状，不用再去追求了。
Are we feeling that we are pretty good? We are better than a lot of other people. Maybe not so good as some. So I'm good enough.
保罗让我们看到说，我们努力面前，不是因为我们忘记的后面的东西一定是不好的，而是因为前面有更好的。
And Paul, he pressed forward not because some what lies behind is bad, but because Christ is ahead of us.
努力面前不是为了要否定过去，而是不让过往的事情来做我们的未来的决定。
And to forget what is behind is not to deny what happened in the past, but it's not to let that hinder us going forward.
努力面前不是因为我们已经完全了。而是因为耶稣基督值得我们一生来追求。
We press forward not because we are already perfect, but because Christ is worthy for us to pursue our entire lives.
好，保罗不仅提醒我们要评估自己的现状，要忘记背后，努力面前。
Paul not only reminds us to evaluate where we are, forget what is behind, and strain forward.
他还提醒我们要记得哦，神很清楚的应许给我们信主的人、追求主的人有丰盛的奖赏。
And he also, Christ also very clearly told us that as we pursue him, that we will have a prize.
在这里讲的努力面前向着标杆直跑，标杆就是那个终点线，要冲的那个线。
And when he told us to we strain towards the goal, that goal is that finish line in the race.
要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
And to win the prize which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
这个奖赏不是随便的、随随便便的礼物。
This prize is not some random gift.
而是为在那些奥林匹克运动会上面、在地下运动会上面那些最后得这个冠军的人所预备的。
It's like someone who is going for the Olympics to whatever is prepared for that winner.
他们要求这个每一个参加运动会的运动员呢，至少提前十个月要充分的预备，否则就会 disqualify.
And then they require every single athlete to participate to prepare from the prior 10 months, otherwise they would disqualify.
他们经过长时间的训练，竭力的奔跑，最后拿到冠军的时候，那样预备的那份的冠冕是这里所讲的奖赏。
And then as we prepare for months, and then in the end, when they won the race, and then that was the crown, the prize that they received.
保罗是用当时的人很熟悉的这个运动会上的这个桂冠冠冕的这种的奖赏来提醒我们一件事。
Paul is using this example that people at that time were familiar about this crown that you get in the race to remind us of one thing.
地上的人追求的那个冠冕，当时的桂冠呢，隔几天就枯萎了，就不是那个原来的样子。
And this crown that was given to these athletes, they would kind of wither after a few days.
他们为得这样朽坏的冠冕，尚且如此的奔跑，如此的努力，这样的艰苦的训练，何况我们要得的是不能朽坏的冠冕呢？
And even these athletes is going to go strain for this crown that's going to wither. What about us that is going to go for this crown that would never wither?
保罗用词讲说，得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来。得的奖赏
，And Paul is telling us that it is a prize which God has called us heavenward.
地上的是天上从上面来的奖赏。
It's not a prize from the earth, but it's heavenward.
不是在地上的地位、名声、财富。
It's not the reputation, the power, and the wealth on earth.
也不是来自于人的鼓掌和这个喝彩。
It's not the applause from men.
而是神从上面借着耶稣基督。为我们所预备的那永恒的奖赏。
And it's God has prepared this eternal gift through Christ Jesus for us.
我们所要创的那个线，最后的那个标杆，不是别的。
And when we go for this goal, it's not any other goal.
不是一个人能够触得、摸得着、看得见的一个有形的一条线。
It's not some visible line that people can see.
我们所追求的那个标杆。原来是一位人。
The goal that we are chasing after is a person.
是一位那个道成肉身的上帝的儿子耶稣基督，是我们所追求的那个最终要达到的那个标杆。
Is the Word become flesh, the Son of God that we are chasing after?
这种的观念在保罗的书信当中一再的出现，一再的提醒我们。这是为什么保罗能够持续奔跑的原因，就是他定睛期待神要给他这样一个从上面来的奖赏。
And that's what Paul has been constantly reminded us in all his epistles, and that is the heavenward prize that he's been straining toward.
能够帮助他一直跑，一直跑，跑到终点，还在带着这样的盼望着期待。
So that will help him to continuously run towards that goal line.And to receive that heavenward prize.
提摩太后书是到他已经是服事的最后一段时间。
As he wrote Second Timothy, that would be the last stage of his life.
他把他一生的服事作为一个总结，很集中的写了这封信，鼓励这个提摩太怎么能够像他一样继续的奔跑。
He summarized his whole life and wrote it down to encourage Timothy.
这是希伯来书告诉我们，凡是有信心的人都期待神所要赐给我们的奖赏。
And this is in the book of Hebrews, that all those without faith is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
凡是有信心的人不仅是信有神，而且信神要赏赐寻求他的人。
And not only do you believe that there is a God, but you believe that God will reward those who look after him.
这是保罗在提摩太后书所写的话。
And this is what Paul has said in 2 Timothy.
他鼓励这个年轻的传道人提摩太说，你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵，凡在军中当兵的，不讲事物缠身，好像那招他当兵的人喜悦。
He encouraged young Timothy that endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer.
人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。
And similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules.
劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。
The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops.
他把跟随主的人啊，竭力追求、竭力奔跑的人，用三个比喻来描述。
He used three examples to illustrate those who follow Christ.
第一个是军人
，first a soldier.
第二个是场上比武的运动员
，second an athlete.
第三个就是在啊农田当中竭力劳力耕种的那个农夫。
And thirdly are those farmers toiling.
那这三类的人都有共同的一个特点。
And all three kinds of people has one common characteristic.
就是他们很辛苦的去征战也好，奔跑也好，劳力也好，他们都是有一个期待的奖赏为他们存在。
They all have an expectation, a prize that they're looking for, whether they are competing or fighting or toiling.
对于军人来讲，为得到招他来当兵的人的喜悦。
And for a soldier is to receive the favor of the commanding officer.
所以战士的那种的荣誉感，为守护自己的国家征战人民而得到那种的肯定接纳，那是他所追求的那个奖赏。
He is looking for the affirmation as he defends his country and people.
对于那个焦虑的那些的运动员来讲，艰苦的训练啊，限制他的饮食啊，控制自己每一天的这个作息，就是为了得到那个啊寻求的那个冠冕和冠军。
And for the athlete who's kind of try hard and train and even watch out on his diet is really to receive the crown of victory.
劳力的农夫辛勤的耕作，最后能够有收成下来啊，让他尝到那个奖赏的味道。
And also for the toiling farmer is to receive that harvest as a benefit, as a price.
那保罗一再提醒我们哈，这些地上的奖赏，各类人所寻求的奖赏，比较起我们从天上来的那个永远的荣耀的奖赏，这些都不算什么。
And Paul reminded us that all these earthbound rewards is nothing compared to the heavenward reward from God.
这是在他写哥林多后书的时候哈，我们最近刚刚读到的哈，他说：“所以我们不丧胆。”外体虽然朽坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这至赞至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
And therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles and achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
我们就像在属灵战场上征战的战士一样，每次战士上战场都面对着敌人的抵挡和这个牺牲的危险。
And we are like a spiritual soldier. Every time we go on the war field, we are facing danger.
但这个比较起将来要得的那个东西，这是至赞至轻的。
But yet, as we compare it to what we will be receiving in the future, it is light and momentary.
运动员那么样的刻苦的去锻炼预备，最后就会那短暂的一段时间，他可以得到那个桂冠戴在他的头上。
And the athletes would spend a long time preparing and training, but yet in the end, it would that short moment of time of that receiving glory.
但是我们盼望是在永恒当中的极重无比永远的荣耀。
But yet we're looking forward to this eternal glory.
农夫所得到的那个赏赐，那个奖赏，只是暂时满足我们身体上的需要，但是我们所盼望的是永远的荣耀。
And for the farmer, they may receive a temporary feeding and benefit, but what we're looking for is that eternal glory.
就是因为保罗有这样一个永远荣耀的一种的期待，所以他不会为现实中的难处、抵挡、困难、传福音当中所遇到的这些的 痛苦的事情而拦阻。
And so, because Paul has anticipation of this eternal glory, he would not get just lost heart because of the temporary challenges and difficulties he faced.
是因为他的眼光看到说，他每次经历患难、经历苦楚的时候，都是在天上在做长远的一个积累。
Because he knew that he is doing accumulation for eternal reward as he was toiling on earth.
地上所吃的这些苦。都为他积攒在天上有永远不会失去的永远的奖赏。
And all the suffering that he received on earth is accumulating as eternal glory in heaven.
有一年我去泰国清迈。
One year I went to Chiang Mai in Thailand.
探访完宣教士以后，宣教士就带我们去参观一个墓园。
And then the missionaries would take me to see
一些宣教士埋葬在一个小小的城市的一个小角落里。
And there are some missionaries who were buried in a cemetery.
我们有看到这个德国的宣教士、英国的宣教士、美国的宣教士。
And we saw missionary graves from England, from America, and from Germany.
这些人大概历史书上都不会记他们的名字。
Probably the history books would not record the names.
不被人所注意的。服侍了一辈子，为了这个泰国人，最后呢就死在泰国，就埋在泰国的一个小小的一个墓园当中。
They served the Thais for their entire lives, and when they died, they would bury in this cemetery in Thailand.
我还记得在好几个宣教士的墓碑上面就刻着一行字，叫做“忠心良善的好仆人”。
And I remember just one line on engraved on the tombstones. It said, "Good and faithful servant."
这不是世界给他们的奖赏，也不是在地上人们给他们的掌声。
This is not a reward from the earth. It's not an applause from men.
他们的盼望是定睛在天上，就像保罗一样，他们要定睛在天上，能够听到神对他们讲这句话：忠心良善的好仆人。
And their eyes are focused in heaven as God would say to them, good and faithful servant.
当我们有这样的眼光，不是定睛在世界上每一天现实当中所能够得到的好处，而是定睛在天上的时候，我们才有这样的能力面向前面持续的不断的向前奔跑。
When we have the perspective that we are not just looking on things on earth, but focus in heaven, then only then will we have the strength to go forward.
使我们在取得一点的成功成就的时候，我们不至于骄傲，因为我们知道真正的奖赏还没有来呢。
That when we receive some success, that we would not be proud because we know the true reward has not yet arrived.
在我们做人生的选择的时候，我们不只是问说这件事情对我有什么好处，而是问说这件事情是否真正讨上帝的喜悦呢？
As we make some decisions on earth, that we're not asking, are these going to benefit me, or is it that has some eternal meaning?
就像诗人大卫所写的，他的盼望不是地上的得到那些的好处。他说：“那一位主，那一位耶和华神才是我的真实的存到永远的产业。我要经营的是更多的认识神，更多的在耶和华里面得到那个宝贝。”
And so, as Paul was writing in the Psalms, that he's not looking for his own benefit, but he's looking that God is his inheritance.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。我所得的，你为我持守，用绳量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处。我的产业实在美好。
So as Paul was saying that the Lord is my inheritance, He is the portion of my cup. What I receive, you are keeping for me.And you have measured my the land for me, and it is in a beautiful place. That my inheritance is indeed good.
这就是耶稣基督提醒我们跟随他的人说，不要积攒财宝在地上。
And that was what's reminding us that we are not accumulating wealth on earth.
要积攒财宝在天上。
We need to accumulate our wealth in heaven.
地上的财宝有人来偷。
The wealth on earth, there will be thieves to steal.
地上的金银财宝会生锈，会这个过时。
The wealth on earth will rust and will become a thing of the past.
但你存在神面前那个财宝，神亲自替你来保管，是永远不被人偷走，不会生锈，不会过时的。
But yet the wealth in heaven, God will be keeping for you. It will never rust and no one can steal.
相反啊，以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必然加增。
As we substitute the Lord with other idols, that our suffering and our will increase.
如果你的追求不是在耶稣基督的里面，甚至你想利用神来帮助来达到你自己的人生目标的时候，你的愁苦一定会加增。
If you replace God and to achieve your own goals, that your suffering will increase.
你会经历一些的患难，让你觉得莫名其妙。
And you will experience some difficulties, and you will just kind of wonder why.
你会发觉你的祷告好像撞到天花板一样，上不到神的宝座面前。
And you find that your prayers will not reach God, and it seems, I mean, it's kind of hitting the ceiling.
这个时候，神在呼唤你回转，调整你的人生的那个中心，你的重点，你的焦点。
And that's God calling you to change your focus, to adjust your focus of life.
是在耶稣基督的身上。还是在其他的事情上。
Is it focus on Christ Jesus or focus on other things?
这个新年刚开始哈，我们在灵修聚会的时候，我们注意到有一些的改变。
As we start our New Year's devotion time, we noticed some change.
以前我注意到一个姊妹，她每次来参加灵修聚会的时候都不开镜头的。
And I noticed that a sister that in the past when she attended the devotion meeting, she had never turned on a camera.
偶尔开了镜头，我就注意到啊，他正在开车。
And then once in a while, she would have turned on the camera. I noticed that she was driving.
上班上学的路上哈，打开来在这听一听。
And maybe going to work, go to class, and he would turn just listening.
结果2026年一开始，哇，看到他不一样了哈，每天打开镜头，坐在那里安安静静在那读神的话。
And then 2026 is different, and you will find that she turned on the camera and she's sitting at a desk.
他就给我们做见证。
And she gave us testimony.
他说在2025年的时候啊，他忙得不得了。
And she told us that she was super busy in 2025.
他被一个很有名的大学录取，他正在读这个 MBA.
She was enrolled in a very famous university studying for an MBA.
但读到一个地步，读到晚上睡不着觉，失眠、焦虑，必须要吃这个药物才能控制他的这个每一天，保证他的睡眠。
And then she was so worked so hard, and she was to a point that she could not sleep, and she was anxious, and she had to take medications for it.
所以到这个2025年年底的时候，她决定放弃别人都很羡慕的这份的学业。
And so at the end of 2025, she decided she's going to give up what others admired.
她要调整她人生的那个焦点啊，要放慢脚步，把焦点放在神的身上。
And she wanted to adjust the focus of her life and to put that focus on God instead.
她说不是说读书不好，不是说你在世上有成就有成功不好。
She's saying no, it's not saying that to study is bad, it's bad to have some kind of accomplishment on earth.
而是说当你人生的焦点放错地方的时候，当你把你的工作、学业、成就、挣钱放成那个焦点，取代了上帝的位置，取代了神的位置的时候，那就不好了。
But yet, when you put your focus so much on your studies, on your career, on your success, that is no longer on God, and that's when it becomes bad.
当我们盼望说这些东西成为我的安全的保障，成为我人生成就的标志的时候，那就会成为你的偶像，取代神的那个假神。
When all those things becomes our focus, becomes our security, and those are the times that those things become our idols.
所以在这个腓立比书最后这一段哈，这个三章的十七到二十一节的时候，保罗就给我们做了一个很清楚的两种人生状况的一个比较。
In the last verses of chapter 3 of Philippians, Paul told us about two kinds of people and compare them.
这里讲了两种人哈，不是按照他们的年龄、背景、成就来划分的。
And two kinds of people, not because of the background, not because of the age or anything like that.
而是按照他们人生的不同的方向。心中所渴慕的对象以及最终不同的结局来划分。
It's really about their directions, their differences, and the what kind of different endings they would have.
一种人是效法基督的人。
The first kind is those who imitate Christ.
就像保罗。
Like Paul.
一种被称作十字架的仇敌。
And another kind is the enemies of the cross of Christ.
他不认识十字架上那位耶稣基督。
They don't know that Christ on the cross.
他的生命的重心也不是在这个十字架上这样一个显明上帝那个荣耀的那位耶稣基督的身上。
And the focus in life is not the Christ that manifests the glory of God.
不光是保罗，保罗说你也看那些效法我的那些人。
And not just Paul, but those who imitate the apostles.
效法基督是有具体的榜样在我们的身边的。
As we imitate Christ, there are concrete examples around us.
保罗常常讲说你们要效法我，就像我效法基督一样。
And Paul often said that you need to learn from me or follow me like I follow Christ.
保罗以及效法保罗追求的这些人的生命方式不是抽象的，不是生活在真空当中离群所居的一种的样式。
So as we follow Paul's example, it's not something abstract. There are really examples around us that we can follow and imitate.
是一种有血有肉的，是可以实际活出来的一种生活方式，你可以效法。
It's some kind of in flesh that is concrete that you can actually imitate and follow.
但与之相对照的这些人是随从自己的道路。
But in contrast, the other kind of people, they follow their own paths.
效法基督、效法使徒的榜样的这些人，他们思念上面的事情。
So those who follow Christ, their mind is on heavenly things.
他心中想的、心中所筹划的，不光是只是现实当中地上的发生的这些事情。
What they think about is not just things that are happening on earth around them.
他追求的事情也不是属世的、暂时的、不能够存到永远的事情。
And what they seek is not those temporary things on earth that cannot last forever.
保罗提醒我们说，既然你们信了耶稣基督，既然你们有这样的盼望与基督一同复活，就当思考在天上的事情。
And Paul is telling them, since you have received Christ, then your mind should be on heavenly things.
这些人他们有一个很明确的盼望，是等候主的再来，因为他的人生知道是耶稣基督在救我们脱离这个世俗，进入到那个永远的国度当中。
And these people have a clear goal is to wait for the coming of Christ because they know that will be in the eternal glory.
但相比之下，他说这些人呢，他们的杜甫是一种代表了，不光是指吃的东西哈，就是现实当中能够满足肉体需要的这些东西，让你身体，让你的这个自己觉得快乐的这些地上的事情哈，这叫以杜甫为他们的神，寻求享乐，寻求享受。
And those, in contrast, the other kind of people is that their God is a stomach. And the stomach is a representation. It's not just things that we eat, but also of our fleshly desires.
思想上面的事情的人追求上面来的奖赏，追求那永远极重无比的荣耀。
And those people that follow Christ is to seek that glory from above.
但相比之下，另外一类人他说以羞辱为他们的荣耀，他们犯罪不以犯罪为耻，反倒夸这些事情，反倒以世俗上这种的成就暂时的这些以为他们的夸耀，以羞辱为荣耀。
And in contrast, the other kind of people is that their glory is in the shame. When they sin, they don't even think it's shameful, but actually thought that it's something glorious.
结局也是非常明显的一个对比啊。
And the ending is also of clear contrast.
这些人的结局是沉沦，另外一些的人的身体会改变，像基督复活的身体一样，进入那个永远的、能够承受永远的荣耀的那种状态当中。
And those people, their ending is destruction. But yet, for the people who follow Christ, is that the body will change and receive a glorious body.
所以保罗很清楚的画了这两幅图画摆在我们的面前。是让我们在思考。
Paul painted these two clear pictures so that we can think about.
你是属于哪一类人？
Which kind of people do you belong?
你是走在那个通向荣耀的那一条十字架的道路上，还是落入沉沦的那个自以为义的那条道路上？
Are you on a path that is going to eternal glory, or are you on a path of destruction?
腓立比书不是写给不信的人哦，是写给教会的。
Philippians was not written for the unbelievers, it's really for Christians.
这段经文不是在指着这个世界的败坏和堕落。
It's not talking about the corruption in this world.
而是在提醒在教会当中 claim 已经信耶稣的人，我们这些人要反省自己，你的人生方向到底是朝哪个方向去走。
And it's to remind those of us who claim to be Christians and that which direction are you going towards?
是通向天的，还只是停留在地上？
Is it heavenward or staying on earth?
我们所追求的荣耀是基督的荣耀，还是自己的面子、自己的成就？
The glory that we seek is that a heavenly glory, or is it our own face or our own reputation?
我是在时时的警醒，预备自己等候见主呢，还只是在安排今生的事情？
Are we vigilant and waiting for the coming of Christ, or are we just busy arranging for this life?
愿我们都能够在新的一年当中调整我们的方向哈，定睛在天，效法基督，效法保罗，持续的向前奔跑，要得到从上面来的赏赐。
Let us adjust our focus in the new year 2026, so that we are straining forward for what is ahead of us.
这是圣灵借着腓立比书，借着保罗啊，摆在我们面前的一个好的榜样啊。为了得着基督，评估他自己，忘记背后，努力面前，期待从上面来的奖赏。
And this is the good example that through the Holy Spirit that Paul has set for us, that we evaluate what is current and forgetting what is behind, straining forward.And with an expectation of the price.
但可能在我们当中的弟兄姐妹可能会想说，那是保罗，我不是保罗。
And maybe some of us may think that that's just Paul, not me.
有人可能会想说，哎呀，新年最好不要立志了。
And some may think that it's not good to have New Year resolutions.
因为没有目标就没有失败嘛。
Because if we don't set a goal, then we don't have failures.
有人会想，哇，新年立志又是老生常谈哈。2026年真的会有什么不同吗？
And we may say, oh, well, having these New Year resolutions is just something kind of like we do customary. Is there really anything different we're going to experience?
就像当初在旷野牧羊40年以后的摩西一样。
And it's just like that Moses, after 40 years of shepherding.
神的呼召已经临到他了，神很清楚地告诉他，你去回埃及，带以色列人出埃及。
And God has clearly told him to go back to Egypt to lead the Israelites out of it.
向他显一个极大的异象，让他看到荆棘哈，荆棘在燃烧，这没有什么奇怪的。旷野很多荆棘都在燃烧，但这个荆棘燃烧却没有烧毁，这很奇怪。
And now God showed him this burning bush, but bush burning is not uncommon in the desert, but the bush would not be consumed, and that is unusual.
这时候的摩西四十年已经习惯了，还有什么改变？新的一年又有什么不同呢？
Paul, I mean, Moses has already experienced all these in the last 40 years. There's nothing new.
毕竟四十年当天天如此，每天就是放羊，每天就是做这些日常的事情。
And every day in the past 40 years is just shepherding sheep and nothing different.
然后这个时候摩西为什么改变呢？因为神在提醒他说，不是说你能够立志，不是说你能够做什么不同，而是说我与你同在，我呼召你。我要借着你的手要行神迹奇事。
And God is reminding Moses that it's not you can do something, it's me calling you, me enabling you, I'm going with you.
摩西靠自己的时候，四十岁的时候，他身强力壮，又有学问，又是这个埃及的这个王子，受过这个训练的，他觉得他行，他能干。这个时候，神偏偏把他摆在一边。
And when Moses, when he was 40 years old, he was educated, he was powerful, he was the prince of Egypt. He thought he could do everything, but yet God has put him aside.
又过了四十年，他已经八十岁了。过去这四十年把他以前所学的东西都荒废掉了。反倒这个时候神的呼召临到他。
And 40 years later, when he was 80 years old, and all the things that he learned, he probably all forgotten, but yet it's at that time God is going to call him.
所以面对八十岁的摩西，面对对自己都没有信心的这个摩西，神所强调的那个重点就是说，不是你能，你要知道我能。
And so when facing this 80-year-old Moses, that have self-doubts in his mind, God is saying, "It's not you can, I can."
他给摩西的信息就是说，你要忘记背后，努力面前，回埃及啊，不是因为你能做什么，是我与你同在。
And God is telling him that you need to forget what's behind and strain forward. Go back to Egypt. It's not that you can, and I will be with you.
今天我们也是哈，不是说我们自己靠自己的努力、靠自己的意志力，我们可以立志做什么样的事情。你要先领受上帝的恩典、上帝的同在，你才能够可能带来生命的真实的改变。
And so it's same for us today. It's not that we can do something. It's really to receive the glory, the presence of God to be with us, so that we can go forward.
这是我这一次听到的一位弟兄的见证啊。
This is a testimony I heard from a brother.
我拍的这张因为天气不是太好，雾蒙蒙的啊。
I took this picture and the weather was not good, so it was kind of like grayish.
但你知道，你看晚上哇，很漂亮的啊，这个二十七层这个 A B 双座的这个世贸大厦，也叫世贸大厦。
This is a 27-story World Trade Center.
那这位弟兄呢，就是这个两座楼的老板。
This brother is the owner of these two buildings.
他二零一四年信耶稣的。
He received Christ in 2014.
神也很赐福他哈，让他所做的事情，这个越来越大。
God has blessed him so that his business grew bigger.
但是去年的时候，他去到加拿大去看他的女儿。
Last year he went to Canada to visit his daughter.
有一天呢，他就灵修当中就读到一段的经文。
And in the morning devotion he read a passage.
这个经文就是腓立比书第二章。
And that's Philippians 2.
二章二十节到二十二节哈，这个保罗说，因为我没有别人与我同心，实在挂念你们的事，别人都求自己的事儿，并不求耶稣基督的事儿。但你们知道提摩太的名正，他兴旺福音与我同劳，待我像儿子待父亲一样。
In this verse 20, I have no one else like him who takes a genuine interest in your welfare.For everyone looks out for his own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel.
所以这句话那几天就抓住他的心，反复的在他的心中就不断的回想。
And these few verses were just constantly circling in his heart.
保罗讲到这个提摩太说，别人都是想着自己的事，想着这个世界上的事。
And he said, everyone else looks out for his own interests and all the interests on this earth.
保罗看来看去，只有提摩太一个人是求耶稣基督的事。
But only Timothy was looking out for the interests of Christ.
所以他就问他自己啊，这是个大老板了哈，他就问说，那我到底现在是求的是自己的事呢，还是求耶稣基督的事？
And he as a big boss is asking, am I looking for my own interests or for the interests of Christ?
他就问他自己，神给我这么大的生意，挣了这么多的钱，神到底是只是为了祝福我呢，还是要借着我要做什么样的事情？
And he said, since I earn so much money, is it God just going to bless me or going to use me to do something else?
所以从他从这个加拿大回来以后，他就决定把这个二十七层的一层呢，都奉献出来给教会使用。
So after he returned from Canada, he decided to donate the entire floor on the 27th floor for the church.
这个照片只是拍了前面啊，那个大厅可以坐满的话，可以坐500人的聚会。
And this is only showing the front, but if you look at the whole place, it can actually fill up to 500 people.
除了那个聚会大厅之外，还有这个 fellowship hall, 还有这个聚会的这些的教室啊，那很大很大的面积。
And not only would this, the meeting place is also fellowship halls as well as classrooms, a big place.
他给他们的教会取了一个名字叫爱聚之家 Family of Love.
So he gave a name, called it Family of Love.
他不是用他的奉献这么大一笔的奉献来换取神对他的爱。
He's not using this big donation to exchange for God's love.
而是他知道他自己已经蒙爱了，已经神给他这么多丰盛的祝福，他是在这一种感恩的心来回馈、来奉献的。
And he knows that he always receives abundant love from Christ. He is just responding to the love.
但愿我们都能够明白、体会，我们已经是蒙爱、蒙恩典的人。
Let us understand that we are someone who has received God's love and grace.
带着感恩的心来。竭力地向前奔跑。
With thanksgiving, we strain forward.
我们唱这首回应的诗歌。